Hello. It's been a while since I recorded a podcast, but I really wanted to hop on and ask this question, propose it to you, and talk a little more about it with you. When was the last time you played? I know what you're probably thinking, play is only for kids, but the reality is that even as adults, we need playtime. We need quiet moments for ourselves. We need time to explore. We need time to figure things out. And play is what does that. Play is what ignites our imagination and gets ideas flowing. Because when we're children, we're encouraged to play. By definition, play is a space for a child to explore things, to try things out, to strengthen their imagination. And then when we usually, it's usually the grade school area, I've been told from educators, is when children start becoming self-conscious and they start pulling back and they don't play as much. They tend to mimic what's around them for that desire to belong. And unfortunately, a lot of times this falls into us as adults. I'm sure I know myself and many others can say this happened. We do things because we want to belong. We do things because we feel this desire. But the beauty is that there's always a space and there's always a time to go back and reevaluate. There's always a space and a time to say, why am I doing this? Is this working for me? Can I do something different? And in the sake of this question and this exploration that we're on right now, I thought I'd share a bit about a little bit of my own journey and how I came up with this idea, how this question kind of rang into my head. When I was going to my therapist, and I'm still in my healing journey, of course, I remember my therapist saying something very powerful to me. She said, "You're very good at play. Kids need people like you around them." And she said that. She said, told me, as a therapist, I understand the value of it, but I'm not good at play. Children need to explore, they need to try things out. And I was so complimented by this endorsement. It really meant a lot to me. And I have been teased by other adults in a negative way when I do play, when I do say or try out things. And it's a constant journey of learning how to set boundaries and learning how to block out people's reactions. Because a lot of times it's not about you, it's about their own fears, their own insecurities. And that's something else that's extremely important. Because if you think about when we're kids, no one criticizes what we dress our dolls in. No one criticizes what we build out of our building blocks. Like, the sky is the limit. There really is no right or wrong way to use a toy. That's something that can be so easily lost when we do go into that phase of where self-conscious awareness develops. And it is a skill and it is a choice to block out other people's opinions and to put it aside. Aside from what I'm sharing about my personal self, when I look at some of the great artists that I highly value, that I'm highly inspired by, and other creators, they got where they are from playing. I think one of my favorite examples is Jim Henson. His first Kermit the Frog was made out of his mother's green raincoat and tennis balls. Why not? Why not? And he actually discovered Carol Spinning, who, if you know who I'm talking about, is was the original Big Bird on Sesame Street and was also Oscar the Grouch as well. Jim Henson discovered him at a puppet competition. And Mr. Spinning was trying something out. It didn't work well. And he said in his documentary that he walked off the stage embarrassed and ashamed. And then he heard this voice in his dressing room say, "I like what you were trying to do." And he turned around and it was Jim Henson. And that is what started his journey on Sesame Street, because this was right before Jim, I believe it was right before Jim Henson started Sesame Street. And this is just one of many examples where someone had the courage to try something. And yes, it's painful when it doesn't work out, but you never know what you are going to discover by trying something. You never know what it is going to lead to. When I first started my pivoting journey that got me to where I am and that this journey that I'm still on right now, I remember my career coach Matilda telling me, if you're still happy with your first draft, you have to get it out there. Something to that effect. I'm saying it wrong. I apologize, Matilda. I'm screwing it up. But basically what it means is that you have to get things out there in the world to see how people are going to react to it. And it may be really positive or maybe really negative, but the reality is that you have to give that we have to give ourselves that room to play and try things out. I look at my own personal journey in my building my business. I've changed my logo 3 different times so far. Will it change again? Probably at some point. Right now, I'm really happy with it. But if I didn't try those other versions, if I didn't let each of you see the other versions, I wouldn't have gone to the version that it was. My book series originally, I had a completely, excuse me, completely different idea for it. I thought there were going to be 4 main characters and the books were going to rotate among those characters. And when I started writing, I wrote 10 books in a week. And of those 10 books, only one made it to the next step. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that because by doing that initial writing, I understood why the main character had to be Bella, why she needed to be the center, why it was so important for me and my mission. And again, that came from testing things out, trying things out. Same thing with drawing my characters. I've drawn them a gazillion times. I will draw them a gazillion times more. But the more I draw them, the more I share them with the world, the more I get comfortable with how I'm drawing them, the more I develop that comfort in what they're supposed to look like, why they're supposed to look like that. And the more I do you do this, and at least for I can speak for myself personally, the more I do this, the more I understand how to answer people's questions. I actually had a little boy in a school reading. It was really sweet, and I actually had a reviewer come back to me with the same question, but with the reviewer, I chose to ignore, but with the child, I wanted to genuinely answer him. So both the reviewer and the child said to me, I was reading my current book, Bella's Garden, and this reviewer was also reviewing Bella's Garden. And the child said to me, but elephants don't garden. And I said, that's true. And I explained to him the reason why I chose to draw my characters as animals is because I wanted everyone to feel welcome. And I was able to briefly open up that as a dark-haired brunette growing up, there were not a lot of dolls, and brunette hair was not viewed as beautiful necessarily. I grew up in an age where another hair color was definitely more prominent, and I grew up thinking I wasn't attractive. I grew up thinking I wasn't good enough, and the fact that I was bullied didn't help much. So when I set out to write this series, I wanted to create an environment where everyone felt welcome. And obviously, I explained this a lot more gently in front of a group of children, but I went on to say to the kids that sometimes when people see certain things on a page, they see people look a certain way, sometimes they feel if they don't look exactly that way or they can't do exactly that skill, they don't feel welcome. And I didn't want any reader, regardless of how young or how old, to feel that way. I want everyone who reads one of my books to feel comfortable and to feel welcome and to feel that they can take something away to make their day brighter, to allow them to connect a little deeper with their loved one. And this all came from playing. This all came from trying new things and testing it out. The reality is the journey we're on is no different than the toddler that's playing with the shape toy and is learning what shapes go into what holes, what different compartments of the toy. When I think of writing my books, illustrating my books, marketing my books, again, it's playing. It's a constant play. It's constantly testing what works, what doesn't work. It's also a combination of setting boundaries. I actually have a rule for myself where I don't read reviews. Getting reviews for my books is currently a big focus in my marketing strategy, and I am reviewing other people's books in order to gain reviews for mine. And when I get an alert that I received a new review, I don't read it. I don't read it because I want, if it's great, good, wonderful. If it's not good, I know it's going to upset me. And I personally set that boundary because I want to be the best version of myself for each of you. I want to be as energized and as present as I could possibly be. And when I think of playing, again, this is another beauty of taking the time to play. It's not just learning and discovering new things. It's also taking the time to refuel our personal emotional tanks. And if you're asking me, and I actually wrote a blog about this too, it's a little bit shorter than this podcast is, because the podcast, I like to talk a bit more to each of you. If you're listening to us and saying, Christina, where do I begin? What do I do? Find an activity that's personal to you. And I'm going to loop back to the Jim Hansen example that I gave. He was playing. He was doing something for himself. He was experimenting. That's really what it was. He wasn't going, I mean, at least from what I picked up, he wasn't going into it expecting to create this iconic frog that would live in each of our hearts or be a part of each of our lives in some way. He was just looking to express himself. And so I invite each of you to find an activity that expresses yourself. Now, as you know me, if you know me well, you know I'm going to say coloring. Coloring is a big one. Other ones I definitely will recommend to start is doodling, journaling. And the reason why I say these things is because these are things you can do anywhere quietly on your own. They're not overly time consuming, and there's no limits. And there's no clear what's right, what's wrong. No one's got, I mean, if someone's criticizing you, that's their problem, not yours. These are things are specifically for you. If you want to color in a dog turquoise, you color in that dog turquoise. If you want to doodle squiggles with your pen, doodle those squiggles. If you want to journal, write about something that happened that was good today. Write a list of words. Write down a sentence. Write down an image. Cut out something you read and paste it into a notebook for you to look back later. That's wonderful. That's for you. That's for that little girl and little boy within you that needs that space to express themselves, that needs that space to be heard, and eventually be heard by others. The other piece of this is committing to doing it regularly on a daily basis. And after you do it for a week or a month, if you feel like it isn't working, you can start again. You can try something different. When you keep that routine, you're going to be able to observe what works for you and what doesn't work for you. And I'll share something else. I got where I am at this present moment, including recording this podcast for you right now, because I started off with writing my blog. I had been thinking about vlogging for years. And when I decided to become an entrepreneur, the characters that I had available, those were all characters I created as baby gifts and children's gifts for my friends' children. I did not set off thinking it was become a business. It set off with me simply wanting to play. Then when I realized that this was the message, this was going to lead me to what I needed to do, I started blogging. And my first thought is, blogging is playful. I don't need a master's in writing for this, because I, at the time, honestly, if you asked me, I would have said, no, I'm not a writer. And I started writing a blog a day. And of those 20, 30 blogs I wrote, maybe one or two I published. I think I probably took those down now. I don't think they're available. But by blogging, writing those initial blogs, just thinking, you know what, I'm just writing what's in my mind. I'm playing with this. I started developing more of a rhythm and I started adjusting. And even those vlogs that I did first put out, I've changed how I write, what I write about so much and so many times. But the beauty of that playtime of writing made me realize I am a children's author and writer. I am a writer and I'm supposed to write my children's series. And writing those blogs gave me a portfolio I needed to showcase my abilities. And again, this all came with playing. This all came with trying things out, blocking out the outside world, and listening to my heart and soul. And I will say this, whoever needs to hear it, I know it seems hard taking that first step. And that's why I invite you to make it just for you, just about you. Because it is painful. People, and I actually write about this in the blog, I will be honest, people told me I was absolutely insane to want to move to New York. But I did. I moved to New York when I was 18, and I have been here ever since. And I am fully established, New York driver's license, taxpayer, the whole nine yards, owned property. And yes, people told me I was insane. They still tell me I'm insane, but I just have learned to ignore it. People told me I was crazy to become an entrepreneur. People told me you need to have another job on the side. How can you do this full time? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I politely nodded and ignored them and put their fears and criticism on the shelf. And here I am sitting before you as both an award-winning and a multi-time best-selling author. And the reality is my journey is just at the beginning. And am I perfect at putting aside the criticism? Absolutely not. It is a work in progress. It's me constantly figuring out how to set those boundaries. However, the playtime saves me every time. Giving myself the room to play, giving myself the room to create new things really carries me through this journey and gives me the energy and the creative energy to create podcasts like this for you, to write blogs, to expand my book series, to figure out how do I reach more people. And I wanted to thank you for listening to this. I hope this helped. I hope this brought a piece of joy to your day. And please let me know what you came up with, what your daily activity is. I would love to hear that. And if you're looking for coloring sheets, you know I have tons of those on my website. So I'll make sure I leave a link to that in the description. But listen, have a beautiful day. I'm thinking of you. I know you'll find that playtime, and I know it will help you grow into an amazing human being that you already are. Have a beautiful day. Love always, Christina. Mwah.